following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs. Or start working towards a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Spring classes start January 10th. Contact Central Community College now for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
You guys are the best.
KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Oh, hell yeah.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Dan Davis. Maybe tonight's the night. The talent-laden Miami Heat put it all together. They're trying to snap out of a two-game skid tonight when they engage the division rival and division-leading Magic in Orlando. LeBron James says they are too unselfish.
Myself, D-Wade, Chris, being too unselfish to try to say, well, okay, D-Wade hasn't got a shot here, or D-Wade hasn't got anything going, or I haven't, and we just be too unselfish instead of just playing our games and let it just happen.
LeBron James and the Heat at Orlando tonight. Yours on ESPN HD at 7:30 Eastern. Also tonight, Spurs chase their 12th straight win. They face the Timberwolves in Minnesota. College schedule includes a championship final at Maui. Two very young and very talented unbeaten square off when unranked UConn takes on a benign Kentucky. Yours 10 o'clock Eastern right after that Maui showdown on ESPN HD. It's the season-ending ATP Championship in London. Roger Federer plays Novak Djokovic. Tomas Berdych defeats Andy Roddick by a final of 7-5, 6-3. During the match, Roddick threw a couple of tasty tantrums.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Carfax. Don't know how much you should pay for that used car? Carfax is your ticket. Get a free Carfax vehicle history report at reputable dealers nationwide. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
This holiday season, I will not make my yard outshine the Northern Lights.
I will simply get my house ready.
I will go to Ace.
Then I will dominate my fantasy football league.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Get the house ready for holiday guests with our 4-foot pre-lit Christmas trees. They're just $19.99 each at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores through November 30th. See store for details.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And the snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13. 14-0 and bring that trophy back to Lincoln. And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's gonna go! Holy cow! Touchdown, Tommy Frazier!
Third down. Frost to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is getting its way. The kick is good. Bangs it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Dominican Sue? Oh,
the stadium is blowing up.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer today, the one and only Stacey Johns back in the studio. And we are live from Cunningham's Journal in the loft. And, Tony, really we could have a four-hour show today, but the key is come out and see us today for our last regular season Husker lunch, because next week, Big 12 championship, if Nebraska wins, but if not, then we'll be recapping the season and talking about the bowl game that Nebraska could be going to. Sean Callahan is on hand today. And, Tony, we haven't even got a chance to voice our opinion on Saturday's game. During the Doug and Daddy Show, we've had the state football championships the last 2 days, and congratulations to all the champions, including Hastings St. Cecilia. Head coach Carl Tesmer will join us on the show today. In fact, I got a chance to talk to him earlier this morning before classes started, and so we'll hear from him. And, of course, they get to be in school for just a little bit today, I think long enough to have a little celebration and then move on to the Thanksgiving holidays. Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, is going to join us on our Loper Link here in just a moment. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking to Joe DeMayo. We're packing 5 days into one. Fantasy football questions, you got them today. We're heading towards the playoffs. Email them to us at the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And, Tony, I think for about 5 years in this spot, we had Dan Hawkins. Now, there's no reason to have Dan Hawkins, although he was on the new ESPN television program yesterday, giving his some of his opinions with Trent Dilfer and that gang there. And so today, B.G. Brooks from CUBuffs.com will talk about Colorado. But, Daddy, we actually have breaking news. As there weren't enough things to talk about in Huskerland, it appears that Niles Paul is out for the season after a foot injury, a possible broken foot in yesterday's practice.
Yeah, something. And there's people out there right now going, that's exactly what, awesome. Yeah, God, you know what? That's not awesome. That is not good. One of the premier playmakers of this team is gone. It looks to be Coach Pelini saying they're going to reevaluate after this week. But for what we've been told, it does look like a broken bone in his foot, which would basically take him out for the remainder of this season. He would not play again. His career at Nebraska would come to an end, and that's certainly disappointing. And you'd never like to see somebody come this far. And you know what? He did drop some balls. He did make some awfully big mistakes, fumbling the ball, and you can go on and on. He had a 100-yard kickoff return. He caught a nice pass the other night that was thrown well behind him, moved the chains, and people seem to forget about those things. But it is another blow for this football team, which continues to make news this week leading up to this final Big 12 game.
Here's what the statement from Coach Pelini said this morning, and there have been a lot of statements out this week. You never like that. Niles Paul suffered a foot injury in Tuesday afternoon's practice. He will be out for Friday's game against Colorado. His status for the rest of the season will be evaluated, and that is it. So we'll see. And with the team practicing this morning, they're pretty much done until the game Friday at 2:30. So we've got a lot of Husker football talk. We'll take your emails. We're just glad to see Ben Cotton's okay after having his cotton balls pushed over the weekend.
Yeah. This is the first chance we've had to talk about any of the things that went on Saturday night. And Doug, I think we kind of agree on everything that went on. Coach Bo Pelini coming out, making the statement on Monday, won back some fans. And I think, maybe he took it too far at times, and maybe the poke in the chest that the Taylor Martinez
You know what? We're going to get into this because this is more than just 30 seconds.
Okay.
Because, if he had to win back fans, then I don't know. I'm not going to go as far as to say they weren't fans in the first place, but I will say this. Yeah, Bo was animated. And 10 years ago, we wouldn't have to worry about this, all this television thing. But you know what? I had no problem with Bo Pelini, period. Zero, period. Anything that happened Saturday, no problem with. No problem with. So if you disagree with me, if you disagree with Tony, if you agree with one of us and you want to fire off an email, no problem. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, because we are here at Cunningham's Journal today for our Husker Lunch, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition, their fall kickoff special, and it's feeling more like winter for the first time the last couple of days. 30% off all their protein powders, including V-Core, Titan, and Goliath. If you're not sure which one will work for you, then see one of the trained professionals, where their mission is to help every one of the customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney, just north of SunMart on the hill, or you can look them up online, CompleteNutrition.com, CompleteNutrition.com. The phone number, 338-1-FIT, 338-1-FIT. For a limited time, get 30% off all their protein powders. Well, Daddy, a lot going on as we now dive into the winter sports season with both feet. It's been going on. UNK men, a winner in basketball last night over UNO. Your thoughts?
Wow, I love that. Love to hear that. Anytime we beat UNO, I'm all for it.
Our Loper Link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the fine folks at Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on anything that Garrett's does, check them out at GarrettAppliance.com. Women's basketball team will be in action this weekend. They take on Hastings College as part of their action. UNK runners Tanner Fruit and Al Sanbria have qualified for the Division II National Cross Country Championships after placing high enough in the Central Regional at Wayne. And congratulations to Rick Squires and the UNK volleyball team. They got beat by the team that's going to win the national championship, the 3-time champions in Concordia St. Paul, and from all accounts, they are as good as ever. They're just outstanding volleyball team, but a great season again for the Lopers and Coach Squires. And the wrestling team, well, they've got a good early season test at the UNO Kauffman Brand Open, and the head coach of the Loper wrestling squad, Mark Bauer, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. You guys have already been on the mat a few times here, early assessment, because we know we kind of, I don't know if we made fun of it, but we talked about it when the polls came out, the rankings came out. You're not picked to win the RMAC for the first time maybe ever. You're still respected in the top 5 of the national poll. But individually, I don't think there was anybody but your one young man, Marty, coming back, that was ranked. So this is a young, somewhat inexperienced squad.
The rankings, holy cow. Ranked 4th in the nation, we've got one individual ranked, and you sit down and you look at the paper and you just kind of scratch your head and wonder how did they come up with that. And quite honestly, the preseason rankings, they pull out the seniors, they bump up the national qualifiers, and they just throw it all together, and then some guy just sits down and says, yeah, I think this is where things are. I don't think they sit down and actually look at it. I think it's just thrown together to try to start some talk is basically all it is. And so it's, you look at that and you think, geez, what does UNK really have? Well, we've been very pleased with the start of the year so far. We're working hard. Our kids are working hard. But we actually have had some transfers come in that are going to be some big impact guys for us. For example, 141-pound Dalton Jensen. He was the Iowa State starter last year. Division I qualifier was a match out from placing the Division I's transferred in. And so he's in our lineup. We have UC Davis dropped their wrestling program this last year, and we were fortunate enough to pick up their 165-pounder. His name's Joey Wilson, and he's going to be somebody that's going to be a big impact for us. We also picked up two transfers from the University of Wyoming, 157-pounder Jared Hatley, and another young man that will not be with us until next year, Brock Smith. He actually is a 4-4-4 transfer. He actually started at Shattern, transferred to Wyoming, and now is with us. And so he's got to sit one full year. And so we'll have him next year. But we've got some addition to our lineup I think that's going to be really helpful. You know, we did have a few junior college transfers that have given us quite a bit of depth. Are we the same team as last year? I'm going to be completely honest with you. We're not. We're not even close. We have a whole new, you know, we have, I think, two guys in our lineup there are. Were our starting lineup last year out of 10 guys. And so it's a lot of new faces, but at the same token, it's a group of young men that can get the job done.
Good thing they got that huge recruiting budget for coming.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, obviously, the kid you mentioned, Joey
Wilson.
Goes by the nickname of the baby kangaroo.
Yeah.
he's a Joey. I had to explain that when there are some people.
I got it.
If you're fourth in the nation, somebody thinks you can win a national title to start the year. Do you feel like as a team that by the end of the year things fall into place that you guys got a chance to be vying for that national?
Obviously, if everything fell into place perfectly, yes. But that would also mean that our young kids were going to have to step it up. You know, we've had a great surprise right now at 125. We've got a young man that his name's Joshua Smith, who's a redshirted sophomore, so it's his third year. He's taller than me. He's about 5'10", and he's wrestling 125 pounds, tall, skinny beanpole, but he's just kind of coming into his style. He's really trying to figure it out. And first tournament of the year, we took him down to York. He went 3-0 and just pretty much dominated everybody. Now, that was York, Nebraska, so it wasn't a very tough tournament. We went out to Wyoming, went 2-2, and had some matches. He was in with some pretty highly touted Division I kids that he was competing in. We're like, wow, you know, maybe we got something here. Take him down to UNO. First round, he beats a kid from Utah Valley State, just absolutely, you know, tears him apart. Second match, he wrestles a young man who's ranked 15th in Division I and Major Decisions, the kid who he got pinned by at Wyoming. So he has the ability, he has the tools, but we've got to get him more consistent, and we just got to hone in on his style.
Coach Mark Bauer joins us here from the UNK wrestling program. T.J. Hepburn is the young man that is the face of the program because he is your only nationally ranked wrestler. Talk about what lies ahead for him and how he's gotten off to a decent start.
Well, he's gotten off to a great start. Well, number one, he's healthy. Came in last year with a shoulder injury, and we kind of nursed through it the entire season. Halfway through the year, we got the ribs hurt, and so we really struggled with some nagging injuries. First tournament of the year, Wyoming Open, went 5-0, outstanding wrestler selected by the coaches at the event, and you know, the Wyoming Open is not an easy tournament by any means. It's a pretty darn good tournament, but he performed just outstanding. The young man he beat in the finals from Air Force either pinned or tech-falled everybody until TJ got a hold of him, and so he's really got up to a great start. Went down to UNO Open, and TJ has a knack of, I know when things aren't quite right, he'll kind of look at me, and before we even started wrestling, I might notice him looking at me, and I was like, uh-oh, something's up. And he was kind of having some stomach issues. I don't know if he got a bug or what. And match by match, we got things going, looking really good. Got to a semifinals match, and he got beaten overtime by an Okie State kid. And TJ bounced back and motor scootered right back in for third and fourth. And what do you know, he meets up with the same kid again. We get taken down with 5 seconds left in overtime and lose the match. So I know it's kind of a tough thing for him, but at the same token, those are the types of things that are going to make him better. But you're talking, you know, wrestling an elite guy from an elite program, and it's only going to make him better.
When you're talking wrestlers from Wyoming or Oklahoma State, when they see these UNK Central, I mean, do they know that they might be in for a match?
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
we're actually, this is the first year, and, you know, the Division I has a new qualifying system for their national tournament, and it's all based on common or your opponents and those types of things. And so anytime you lose to a non-Division I wrestler, it really hurts their chances of qualifying for the national tournament now. You know, there's not just a locked system. Literally, the NCAA creates the list, sends it out, and says, these are our qualifiers. You don't just qualify through a tournament any longer. And
thank God they made it easier.
but since that's happened, it's making it tougher and tougher for us to get Division I duels. This is the first year, and I don't know how many years, we do not have a Division I duel. And we typically go to the Lone Star duels down in Texas over right when we come back from Christmas break so that we can get one or two of those duels. We cannot get one of those Division I teams to duel us this year. But again, I think it's going back to the qualifying system. You lose to a non-Division I kid, it's going to hurt your chances of getting in.
And Mark Bauer, before we let you get out of here, you do get the weekend off, so the kids can at least look at the gravy and the pumpkin pie. What comes up in the month of December before Christmas?
You know what? We had practice this morning already. The guys are on the road. It's their job to get some workouts in while we're gone. We'll hit it hard again next week when we get back. The first weekend, the 4th of December, we go down to Fort Hays. Fort Hays tournament's gotten bigger. It's 350-plus. We bring a lot of the teams up out of Oklahoma, and so we'll see some different competition there. Then the 11th, we host our own UNK Loper Open here in Kearney, and we're looking forward to that. Last 2 years, we've had almost 300 wrestlers, and so we've already got some new teams coming in, we know. And so our numbers are going to be back there. We're going to then head into Christmas break, and while over the holiday break, January 1st, we will be competing in Phoenix, Arizona against some of the top Division II teams. So we're kind of looking forward to that. Of course, the same day the Fiesta Bowl is going on. The same day we're wrestling, the Fiesta Bowl is going on out there, so it'll be interesting.
I might go with you. Yeah. I was going to say, Daddy, you might be able to take in a couple. Let's see.
They got a Suns game going on, too, so we might as well pick that up, too.
New Year's Eve, Daddy up bright and early New Year's Day to catch the wrestling and then catch the football game. Mark, best of luck. We'll, as always, keep up to date with the Loper Wrestling program throughout the season. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate your guys' time, too.
You bet. Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, brought to you on our Loper Link by the fine folks at Garrett Tire. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans. Coming up, Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the state champion again, Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, B.G. Brooks to talk Colorado football. Also, Sean Callahan, Joe DeMeo, our thoughts on the Huskers. It's a jam-packed Husker Lunch. Come out and join us today. We're live at Cunningham's Journal, where the food, again, is great. Pulled pork, pulled chicken, beef brisket sandwiches, French dip, $5 to $6, depending on what you order, along with the chips and potato salad and Sean Callahan. So come out and join us today. Get some great non-turkey before you head into the turkey weekend. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio.
They say everything's bigger in Texas, and this game proves it. Going into the final week of the season, the Big 12 title's still up for grabs as the Aggies face a Longhorn team looking to play spoiler. Texas Longhorns, number 17, Texas A&M.
Thanksgiving night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where today at Cunningham's, our Husker Lunch, we want to mention the Los Angeles Lakers. And that's it. All right. That's up for you, Yusuf, just for you, buddy, and those L.A. Lakers. Hard to believe that, last night there actually was a top college basketball game. Don't you scratch your head when Kansas State is playing Duke in Kansas City and it's actually a big game?
Yeah, and you know what? Duke showing some awfully awfully talented this team is. Kansas State just got behind early and basically ended up about a 15-point game. The one basketball game, I want to bring this back up. The Lopers last night, 19 from 20 from the free throw line. They out-rebounded that team 50-33. The first loss of the year for the Mavericks. So, that's right. Deal with it, Mavs.
As Peter Yazvak has told us a couple of things, we beat UNO in men's basketball so far, volleyball and football, all of the same season. We're coming to your conference, UNO. Don't be scared.
Well, they need to fire all their coaches, obviously.
Sure. Hey, Daddy, with all the turkey going on and all the football and all the television you can watch, once that all simmers down and you want to have something besides that, Godfather's Pizza is the place to be to take care of you. They've got their great lunch buffet from 11 to 2 every day of the week. It's just $6.50 and includes salad bar, but you're probably more interested in delivery this weekend with all the folks, all the family coming in. The number is 234-9444. They're open 11 to 10, and on Saturday and Friday and Saturday nights, they're open 11 to 11. So for delivery or for pickup, they're on the Archway Plaza, top of the hill, Kearney, Godfather's Pizza, 234-9444, your favorite pizzas, calzones, and a whole lot more. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show today, including state football. I had a chance to catch up with St. Cecilia head football coach Carl Tesmer earlier this morning, coming off their state championship yesterday, 17-14 over Archbishop Bergen. Two touchdowns for quarterback Phil Hamburger. Cody Jackson rushed for 117 yards. And here's that conversation with Coach Carl Tesmer.
Well, he's a busy man all the time, but probably extra busy today, helping his kids continue the celebration. Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, Coach, congratulations. Heck, it hasn't even been 24 hours here for this to sink in. And I guess it's probably good that there is school today because everybody can hang out for a few more hours today.
Oh, for sure. You know, we came back from the game we played early in the morning, and so we were back fairly early in the afternoon, and you know, nobody wanted to go home. Everybody, we had a little celebration there out at the Midtown, and people were just hanging around, and no one wanted to seem to go home, and I understand the feeling. You know, there's a little relaxation after you've won it all, and you've been through such a grind, and yet there's that enjoyment of knowing that you successfully, accomplished something that you wanted, a goal, and so you just kind of want to enjoy it.
Coach, before we talk a little bit about the game, what's the difference of the feeling the day after this year compared to last year? It had been a while. Some of these kids now win it twice. What's the feeling difference?
Oh, I think it's, you know, I don't want to say it's better because last year was such a great win, but that football team last year, you know, it was going to beat a lot of people. You know, it was going to win a lot of games, and just on their ability and their size and their strength, and you know, the people in the backfield, and this one here was kind of a in the making thing, a little bit more work, you know, and a little bit more piece by piece, kind of a puzzle thing, fitting pieces in, and then we went through a lot of injury this year. We went through a lot of adversity. I mean, a lot more than we've ever had. And probably as much as I've ever had in 35 years of coaching. And so, you know, piece all that together and put it back together and get people back that had been, banged up or hurt. And you know, we never did get three of those players back, three of our seniors. And so it's a little bit more of a feeling of an accomplishment that we got something done.
Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at St. Cecilia, is chatting with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess that kind of follows up into the next question, Carl. Last year there was anticipation, but this year you guys had the target on your back all season long, and you battled through those injuries. did that ever put pressure on the coaching staff or the kids? Could you ever tell?
You know, I think our kids dealt with it pretty well. I couldn't tell, but I know our coaches were strained by it, and I certainly was, because you want things to go well, and you realize that timing and everything that goes in a season has to, you know, has to click with repetitions, and we didn't seem to be getting the repetitions all the time just because we were always playing somebody different at a different position. But the, you know, the kids just got through it. They kind of held together, and, you know, I think there was this thought that we were going to C2 and it was going to be easy, and it certainly wasn't. And then throw in the injuries with it, it just made it very difficult, made it a great accomplishment, a great feeling of some, getting something done.
Well, Coach, it all capped off yesterday by holding off Archbishop Bergen. The points weren't exactly the same, but it was a little bit like last year, getting out to that lead and then holding on at the end. How did you think the team did play yesterday?
Well, you know, just about like last year, it was just almost identical, you know, right down the stretch. You know, you're up with an 11-point lead, and you think that that's enough, and then the next thing, you know, bang, bang, within a minute, they score, and they onside the kick, but they still had three timeouts left. It could stop the clock, and, you know, we were running the ball a little bit, but it wasn't, you know, we weren't just having a great day running the football, and you don't want to throw in that situation either, so... And not that we could, and it was just, it was tense, you know. It was just right down to the line, and you realize that, you know, when it's a three-point game, that they probably aren't going to try and tie it, you know. They wouldn't unless they really, really had to. They were going to go for the win, and luckily, we had a long field in front of us, and they had used most of their timeouts when we had the ball in our last possession that they couldn't stop the clock.
Coach, you had so many big boys and so much focus is on Zach and being a future Husker, and then you got Phil Hamburger stepping in and Cody Jackson, and you can talk about all these kids that, you know, you lose a Dalton Seeley who did very good for Hastings College this year. I mean, it just seems to keep on going. Is the cupboard, it's not going to be bare for next year, is it?
Well, no. I think our skilled people are really, really, you know, with our quarterback back and our leading receiver back, and both of those young men can play defense and do and start for us there. And then Joe Wallmeyer, you know, just an outstanding lineman that he played. He could play center, guard, and tackle. And so, you know, that's one of the people we have back up front. So, you know, and we had a pretty good little JV team with some pretty good linemen there. But I think the team is going to have to switch. You know, just going to have to go to what everybody else is doing now. You know, maybe more of a shotgun formation, you know, a lot more spread stuff, and try to use your skill people, because, you know, we kind of got away with Cody a little bit. You know, it says he weighs 165, but he weighs 140. So, you know, when you're running a 140-pound eye back in there, but thank goodness we have those big linemen, but you're just not going to get it done. You know, it's nothing against light ball carriers. It's just a matter of fact. So it's going to have to change. You know, but the skilled people are there. There are a lot of good young skilled people still in our program, in our school, and so we can do some things. I really feel we've got some things going. Or you know, it looks good. I think again for another year. But it'll be tough. It'll be tough.
Just another minute here with Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you made a special mention last year when we talked to you after the state championship at the beginning of the year. You always talk about your assistant coaches because, really, you guys have been, especially Randy, especially Tom, you guys have been together for so long. And even clips on the sidelines yesterday, you guys still kind of discuss things, if that's the word to use, during the game.
Well, we really do, and I will say this. During the week, you're so busy that you kind of turn it over, and I'm fortunate to be able to do that because there's no way you can turn everything over. And then I can turn the special teams over to Nick, you know, Susie and Andrew McCarty, who's with us there, and Jackson Medina and Gene Conan. But back to Randy and Tom, I just, you know, I thought it was their masterpiece yesterday just because of what we were up. I looked at what we were going to have to face and how good they were with their skill. And I was actually praying for wind and rain and snow because I just didn't feel that we could hold that team down much. And we didn't. You know, they still got their yards. But we had people in position. And again, I think it's the best coaching job defensively the two of them have done just because of the type of skill people and the kind of offense that Bergen has and the pressure that our defense was under. They just did a great job.
Well, Carl, the kids mentioned it. The hugs were a little tighter, and there were a few more tears yesterday. So we have to continue to ask this question. When will you make a decision on your future?
You know, I really don't know. I know that, you know, we got some good young people finally in the program who are learning things and interested in staying. And so you hate to see things just turned over to anybody. And So I would hope that if this is it, that they can kind of get in there and get going. I'll have to talk to some other people then and kind of make a decision. But I really, you know, it's hard. It's hard for me, you know, when you do something for 35 years as far as a head coach and 40 years of coaching in general and teaching, it's just hard, as you know, no matter what your profession, to turn anything loose. But you also realize that it has to happen sooner or later. So you either retire or die, I guess. we'll see. You know, I'm just going to savor this a little bit and just kind of see what the future holds.
Well, whatever the decision, Carl, thanks for all the time you've given us. We'll talk with you again soon. And, again, congratulations to you and all of the Blue Hawks for another state championship.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for all your coverage throughout the year. And, you know, radio shows like yours are just exciting. They just put a charge into high school athletics and make people feel real good and the kids feel good. So I thank you for all that, too. Thank you.
Carl Tesmer, head football coach of Hastings St. Cecilia, winning their second straight state championship yesterday, 26 in a row. And, of course, Zach Sturff, one of those kids, is going to be a Husker starting next year. And our Husker Lunch is going on today. Come down and join us here at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft as we've got great food to bring to you today. You can get the pulled pork, the pulled chicken, the beef brisket sandwich, the French dip. Big Daddy has tried them all, and they are all tasty. Sean Callahan on hand. We'll talk to him right at the end of our program today from HuskersIllustrated.com. He'll give his knowledge on everything that's went on in a crazy few days here with the Huskers since the Texas A&M game. The latest, Niles Paul out for the game Friday, probably out for the season. Tony, we are hearing a broken foot. And, you know, actually, we're going to get to talk a little bit about Colorado football, because don't look in your rearview mirror now. The bus now, thank you for Kansas rolling over them in the fourth quarter. Otherwise, right now, they'd be bowl eligible. They need to beat Nebraska to be bowl eligible. And BG Brooks of CUBuffs.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Buffaloes. And BG, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're shell-shocked, BG. We are shell-shocked. I mean, it's a different last month for both of our programs, but the overriding factor is Nebraska and Colorado are going to play football for the final time. And I think, Daddy, in all honesty, I don't think Tom Osborne is going to look at Colorado as the first team to reschedule out of the Big 12 conference in the near future. So this could be it for years and years and years. And Colorado, BG, what's going on? You know, Coach Cabral has got things going out there. Has that been the difference? It's hard to imagine. Is it him? Is it the opponent? What's going on?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of both, but more so with Cabral. I think this, as you guys probably know, when there's a coaching change, teams can usually go one of two ways, and the directions are obvious, either up or down. And this team has gone up, and Cabral really has tapped into, I think, a lot of CU tradition. He's tapped into a lot of emotion that really wasn't being shown by this team over the first month and a half of the season. And they're just playing sounder football now. They've simplified some things. They're playing to their strengths. They're running the ball better. Cody Hawkins, as you know, took over for Tyler Hansen 4 or 5 games ago when Hansen went out with a ruptured spleen. Cody's probably playing the best football that he has at CU. He's not turning the ball over, not making mistakes, and been pretty efficient. And, you know, that's been a big difference for them. So I think they are, you know, as prepared as they can be to come into Lincoln. It's been a crazy week there. But, you know, it's been a crazy 3 or 4 weeks here. So, you know, maybe this is the crazy bowl that we're going into.
BG, would you speak about Cody Hawkins and maybe the maturity level he's shown through this whole process with his dad getting fired and maintaining the starting quarterback of this team?
Yeah, Cody is, he's a senior captain. He has been a 3-year starter. He started this season as a backup. And, you know, backup quarterbacks always say that they've got to be ready for the next snap if it comes. And Cody really has done that. He has been dialed into things all season long. When his time came, he stepped in. He had a couple of rough patches there starting out. But everybody had a rough patch at Kansas. That was the most incredible fourth quarter I think I've ever seen, and it really gave the athletic director no choice but to make the move he did. But back to Cody. Cody has been very mature in the whole thing. He, you know, the question has been asked of him several times over the last couple of weeks if seeing some sort of resolution with his dad and his situation, seeing some sort of resolution with that lifted a little bit of a burden, eased some pressure on Cody. And Cody said really not, you know, that hadn't been that at all. He knew that everybody on this team was in tune to the speculation about what was going to happen with Dan Hawkins. And when it finally happened, after the Kansas game, I don't think many people were surprised. But Cody has, he's done what everybody thought he would do, and that was stay in tune with the situation and play. And I think he's playing his best football right now.
Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We're catching up with B.G. Brooks of CUBuffs.com. Will you touch on those close games, B.G., the six-point loss to Baylor, the three-point loss to Texas Tech at home, the implosion that cost him in job against Kansas. I mean, the bright scenario, though, is they do beat Georgia. If they turn those around, they're 8-3 right now, which I think is hard for anybody to comprehend that Colorado is pretty close to being an 8-3 football team. So are they a good football team that has had bad luck, or are they a bad football team that has won the last two games?
I would say that they're the former. I think going into this season, I could have easily seen Colorado going into Nebraska and playing for the Big 12 North Division title. That is not a stretch for me by any sense of the imagination. I think that they're a good football team that did not have an edge until Dan Hawkins was let go. And I think that gave them an edge. Not to say that Dan Hawkins was a bad coach, but I think there was something missing there, and I think they found it over the last couple of weeks. Players are playing harder. I think they've simplified some things in the way that they're approaching things. They're running the ball much better. They're not trying to do too much offensively other than what they're capable of doing. And I think if they had been doing some of those things back before or when they started the Big 12 season, I think they probably would be sitting at, you know, maybe 7 wins right now. But, you know, all that is past history, and they have played very good football over the last couple of games. So I think, you know, to answer your question, I think they're a decent football team that you know, let a couple of games get away from them, particularly in Lawrence. And they should be bowl eligible right now. They should be coming into Lincoln with something else on the line besides bowl eligibility.
With what Brian Cabral has been able to do over the past 2 weeks, does that thrust him into the mix to be the next head coach of the Colorado Buffs, or is that talk just squelched right now?
No, I think that talk is gaining a lot of popularity here. I know I've heard from a long list of former CU players who really, really have gotten behind Cabral. And I think it's something that the athletic department here, the athletic director and the administration are not going to be able to ignore. And, you know, I'm thinking a lot depends on Friday and what happens in Lincoln, but just the fact that they've turned some things around over the last 2 weeks, I think gives Cabral a legitimate look at this job. So, you know, we'll see what happens Friday, but Brian Cabral has come out and said that, yeah, he would like to be a candidate. And I think he's backed that up over the last couple of weeks.
Final question for B.G. Brooks of CUBuffs.com. B.G., what are the odds that you give Colorado here? I guess I also would like to know, a lot of people think that Colorado fans are indifferent. So are they indifferent to this being the last Nebraska-Colorado matchup first, and then just your thoughts on the game Friday?
Well, no, I don't think there's a great deal of indifference here. I think there's a pretty strong amount of emotion about Colorado headed to the Pac-10, the Pac-12. I think everybody sees that as a good move for Colorado, probably just as everyone in Nebraska or most people see Nebraska going to the Big Ten as a good move for Nebraska. But your other question about, you know, what chances do I give Colorado coming in? It's tough to win in Lincoln for Colorado. You know, it always has been. I think the record, if my numbers are right, Colorado's won 8 times in 33 trips in there. Not a great percentage, but there have been some big victories. This is going to be a historic game. You know, no question about that. Colorado's last Big 12 game, Nebraska's more than likely last Big 12, last regular season Big 12 game for Nebraska. Playing the championship, you know, that's another Big 12 game. But I like Colorado's chances. I like Colorado's chances, you know, to come in there and compete really well. And if several breaks go Colorado's way, you know, I think they can win the ball game. But, you know, I don't know all the inner workings of what has happened in Nebraska over the last week, if that has been a series of things that tends to bring the team closer together, or does it take them the other way? I don't know. I'm not, you know, certainly not as close to that program as I am to this one. But with Colorado playing as it has over the last couple of weeks, you know, you got to have some optimism there if you're from Boulder.
BG, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great insight as always. We'll catch up with you again.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day and a good Thanksgiving.
We'll see you Friday, BG. Have a great Thanksgiving. BG Brooks of CUBuff.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from our Husker Lunch, which is going on at Cunningham's Journal. Come out and join us today. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com will be here to answer all your Husker questions and give you the very latest insight on what we all know. If you missed it this morning, Niles Paul is now out. His backup, Tony, Kerensky Gillian, a couple of other guys here that have not caught a pass. Kyrie Cooper, Tim Marlowe, Kerensky Gillian are all listed behind Paul at that wideout position. None of them have caught a pass this year.
Wow. Yeah, certainly got to wonder about the depth that's been developed behind them, and I think Ron Brown will start to take some heat for that. The people I was talking to this morning, Anunua was a name that was brought up to be an immediate, perhaps Will Henry, another guy that will step into that position, but we'll have to wait and see. I know they're getting them warmed up, and you know, when you're looking for some of those young guys to step up and make a big play, Friday may be the time they need to do it.
Well, sports fans, if you're not going to the game, the place to watch it is right here at Cunningham's Journal, because when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have a few beverages, and keep up on your fantasy players, Cunningham's Journal can provide that. Cunningham's plays all your favorite NFL and college games this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, there's football every day, and they've got it all for you here on their 20 screens, including the humongous 10-foot projection screen. Other sports bars, well, they might charge you to get in and watch the game. You don't have to worry about that here at Cunningham's. Whether it's on pay-per-view, cable, it doesn't matter. They've got great food and drink specials so you can enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. When you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in central Nebraska, come to Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. That's where we're at today for our Husker Luncheon. And as we go into break, Joe DeMeo, Fantasy Players Edge, is going to join us for a couple of minutes. So if you got a question for Joe and your fantasy team, email us to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But right now, because we've got so many days to pack into this day, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. On Wednesday, you need a ham for tomorrow? Bam, smoked turkey, bam, whatever it is for the holidays, they've got it at Troutman's Quality Meats. Well, Colorado, we all know, has struggled on the road. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible, but you have to call 888-455-ESPN. Colorado has lost 16 straight road games, 12 in a row in Big 12 conference play. Who was the last team Colorado beat on the road? Who was the last team that Colorado's football squad beat on the road? Call now, and we'll be back after this.
For the past year, men all over the country have been seeing results with the Charger Pack. That's why Complete Nutrition is excited to announce that during the entire month of November, the Charger Pack is 25% off. Formulated for men over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a leaner, meaner core, a naturally increased sex drive, and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. So if you're a man over 30 looking to build lean muscle and replenish your energy levels, there's never been a better time to try the Charger Pack. This offer is only available for the month of November. So get to Complete Nutrition and get your 25% off Charger Pack today.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots through the day today. There's an isolated chance for a shower or some light freezing rain early on. Otherwise, look for highs in the upper 30s as northwest winds develop at 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's Journal. Come down for our Husker lunch, and Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com is going to be answering all your questions to the best of his ability, and there's a lot going on. Tom has emailed us from Grand Island. He says, hate to see Niles Paul go down, but now maybe we'll start using Mike McNeil more like we should have all year long, Tony.
Yeah, you know what? Earlier I think I said Ron Brown. Ron Brown, of course, a tight end coach. Ted Gilmer's a wide receivers coach. Sorry about that. Yeah, Mike McNeil's been one of those players they supposedly created this position for. Got him moved out there in the slot, and he's been basically non-existent this whole year. I'm sure he's more disappointed than anybody is.
We do have a winner for our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Joe and Carney was the winner. Getting the $25 gift card, he knew that Texas Tech was the last team that Colorado had beat on the road, 31-26 back in 2007, the last road win from Colorado. Joe DeMeo is going to join us with all your fantasy questions in just a moment. Also, we still have to do our pigskin pick'em this week. We got beat last week, Daddy. We got beat. We got edged out by Jack from Aurora. So congratulations to Jack. He's now one of four finalists for the laptop computer in our bowl pick'em from Premier Rental and Purchase, which will be coming up here in the month of December. Tom in Hastings says, I see on the Big 12 website that starting next season they'll be issuing the rule book in its current form and also in Braille.
Well, appreciate the emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Keep them coming.
Our Doug and Daddy show brought to you in part by the fine folks at Midway, where you can think Midway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And, folks, we've been out there the last week. Our cars are running well. They've taken care of them. They'll do the same for you because of all of their factory-trained service technicians. Not just one guy that's going to get to your car when he can. all the time. It means your car gets worked on by people that are trained by the same people that built your vehicle. It's huge because you won't have to worry about who's putting what part in your car. And while you wait, they can take you back to work or home with their courtesy transportation. Or if you wait there, they've got free Wi-Fi, a cappuccino coffee bar. Plus, the good guys at Midway will do a free courtesy factory trained inspection with every job. Real peace of mind, and you won't have to plan a money tree to pay for it. So come in anytime this month for a price match guarantee on their work and a free pre-winter inspection. And don't forget to ask for the Doug and Daddy special oil change and lube job. Take care of your vehicle for the upcoming winter season. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com takes care of your fantasy sports questions. Joe, good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, you know, it's a busy time. We just got done with the state football playoffs here, and I'd like to have a couple of those kids on my fantasy football team. Cody Stahl, 6 touchdowns in a state championship game. But, Joe, let's just jump right into it here. We've got all kinds of questions for you, and a couple of them have to do with Danny Amendola. Eric says, should I replace Steve Breston with Amendola to go along with Calvin Johnson and Brandon Lloyd? He says, I also recently picked up Reggie Bush. Any thoughts on his performance coming back or if he would be better than Ahmad Bradshaw? So you got a Reggie Bush and an Amendola question.
All right, the Amendola question. He's a decent flex play this week against the Broncos, which would make him a marginal WR3. But, you know, I recommend starting him this week. The Broncos are coming off a drubbing in San Diego. They're still going to be smarting. I think Amendola takes advantage of that matchup this week against Denver. Reggie Bush, I always am uncomfortable starting a guy like Reggie Bush or Sidney Rice or even Vincent Jackson when they've been away. Well, Jackson, a little bit different because he wasn't injured. But Sidney Rice and Reggie Bush coming off extended injuries, I normally like to give them a week first before I plug them in. Sidney Rice, 4 catches, 53 yards last week. Better play this week. I think Reggie Bush, same thing. If you can avoid him this week, let him get a week under his belt, you're going to be better off, I think.
Joe, a player who's playing as well as any receiver out there, started to become Patrick Creighton. What's the latest you've heard on him?
He's not going to play this week. And let me begin, Tony, by saying I feel your pain with Frank Gore. He was absolutely amazingly unproductive last week. I see Creighton probably missing 2 to 3 weeks. He had a dislocated wrist on a very, very odd play. He was just stretching the ball out and fell awkwardly on his other wrist and dislocated it. With Vincent Jackson returning, though, I think Patrick Creighton's going to be an afterthought anyway. Malcolm Floyd's probably going to get healthier. So look for Vincent Jackson, Malcolm Floyd, Nanny, then Creighton, and then, from there, and especially if Gates comes back, I think Creighton will be a real afterthought.
Joe DeMeo joins us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, as he always does. Let's go to Tori, who says, Joe, we need a wide receiver, too, and a flex out of these people. So James Jones, Santana Moss, Pierre Garçon, and they picked up Maurice Morris. Which two should they go with?
Well, it's hard for me to recommend Maurice Morris because I think Detroit will be passing everywhere. Let me, if Nate Burleson's sitting out there on your waiver wire, go ahead and add him. I think he's going to be a terrific play tomorrow against Dallas. Those guys are tough. James Jones, Garçon, Santana Moss. Morris going against the Vikings, James Jones going against Atlanta. Atlanta at least has issues in the secondary. So I would say go with James Jones and a very soft endorsement for Garçon this week over Santana Moss.
Joe, there's a tight end question. Says Bo Scaife or Owen Daniels. How healthy is Daniels?
Yeah, go with Scaife. I mean, Daniels can't be counted on. At least Scaife, he'll be relevant this week, even though Rusty Smith is at the helm. He'll be relevant this week against the Texans, who pretty much can't stop anybody.
Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, well, we're going to cut it a little short this week. We appreciate you giving us all the answers out there, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to wish you two a wonderful and you know, enjoyable Thanksgiving. Take good care, enjoy yourself, and, of course, enjoy the football. Take it easy, guys.
Don't forget, folks, get your fantasy football updates from fantasyplayersedge.com. And, of course, three games going tomorrow. So don't forget, maybe get a preliminary lineup at least set today so you don't forget about tomorrow when you're digging in to that turkey. The guests of the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our fine folks at Burger King, where the Xbox 360 Kinect has arrived at BK. They're giving away a complete game system every 15 minutes all month long. You can't win if you don't play, so stop by Burger King today. We are here for our weekly Husker Lunch, Tony. Sean Callahan's going to join us in a couple of minutes. We've got another break to take, but we also have to do our pigskin pick'em. What do you think, buddy?
Well, I've been so bad as of the last couple of weeks. I don't know. I just blindly circled teams.
We got beat last week.
Yeah, it's disappointing. And, you know, he had to come from Aurora. But you know what? He was down on his luck after last week's Aurora game. It's good we give him a pickup and a nice win over us.
Well, all you have to do is get qualified. You're going to get a deli combo from Big Daddy's Deli. And all you have to do is, we're going to keep it pretty simple, be caller number 4, 888-455 ESPN. I love Thanksgiving because they always show the Leon Lett play. 888-455-ESPN. Caller 4 goes up against Daddy and I in our pigskin pick'em. Live from Cunningham's on our Husker Lunch. Join us. We'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hey, how low are the prices at the men's store inside JCPenney? The lowest they'll ever be at the lowest prices of the season sale. Now through Saturday, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abood dress shirts are only $19.99. Get St. John's Bay sweaters and Van Heusen No Iron sport shirts at $17.99. Dockers signature khakis are a record $29.99. And Hager pants, just $28.99. See everything on sale at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew JCPenney? Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/16.
There's a place south of Laredo, across an ocean of scorpion-covered earth so hot, rattlesnakes combust. We're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the hot new turkey jalapeno melt with bubbly Monterey cheddar and the boldacious buffalo chicken. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, they'll burn the wimp right out of you.
Subway, eat fresh.
Thanksgiving, it's a special holiday edition of the NFL. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First up, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots face off against the Detroit Lions, followed by New Orleans against Dallas. The NFL and Thanksgiving are right here.
It's the Patriots-Lions at 11, Saints-Cowboys at 3, and then Big 12 college football between Texas and Texas A&M Thursday night on ESPN Radio.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots through the day today. There's an isolated chance for a shower or some light freezing rain early on. Otherwise, look for highs in the upper 30s as northwest winds develop at 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
And we are back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Come and join us at our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Great food, pulled pork chicken, beef brisket sandwiches, a French dip, whatever you want. But right now, it's time for our weekly pigskin pick'em. Jason and Kearney will try and make us go down in flames for the second straight week. Jason, good morning.
Morning.
Well, let's get after it. We've got a lot of games to get to, so let's start with what could be a big one on Thanksgiving night, Texas A&M at Texas. Jason, who you got?
Texas.
Ooh. I'm going to take Texas A&M, Tony. I think Texas is done. I really do.
I'm done with Texas. I can't pick them right or I can't pick them wrong. I'm just done with them. I'll take A&M.
Let's get into Friday. West Virginia at Pitt. Jason, who do you like?
Pitt.
I have taken West Virginia. Daddy?
I'm going to take Pitt at home just to ruin Nebraska's fans' hopes and dreams.
Let's go Auburn at Alabama, a game you'll hear right here Friday on ESPN Radio. I'm going to tell you right now, Daddy, everybody in the world's picking Alabama. When did Auburn all of a sudden not become good? I am taking War Eagle, Auburn.
Well, Gene Chizik hasn't gotten to be a better person in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to take Alabama.
What do you think, Jason?
I'm going to take Auburn as well and outscore
them. All right. With that, that might take a little luster off the Boise State-Nevada game. Will Boise State have a letdown if Auburn wins? Daddy, who you got? Boise State at Nevada, really the only other big game since Virginia Tech for Boise State.
Yeah, I've got Boise State. You know what? They just got to find a way to win this football game. Nevada's a quality opponent, but they'll find a way to get it done.
Jason, who you got?
Boise as well.
And I will take Boise State. LSU at Arkansas. Jason, who you like in this game?
LSU.
Daddy, I'm going to take Arkansas. That's who I have circled on my sheet. Who do you like?
Yeah, give me that that pick Suey deal or whatever they do down there. It's going to be pretty loud for Les Miles. I think Arkansas in this one up by four again, and LSU is going to send out their field goal kicker with no time left to lose by one.
Notre Dame at USC. Daddy, who you like?
I will take the Trojans at home.
Matt Barkley could be hurt. Notre Dame, they had a nice couple of wins at home, but I think I'm with you. I'm going to take Southern California. Jason, who do you like?
I'll take USC as well.
Florida at Florida State, our next game. Daddy, who you like here?
I like Bobby Bowden, what he's done there this year. I like Bobby Bowden a lot.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to take Florida. Jason, who do you like here?
I'm going to take Florida State.
Florida State for Jason. Couple more to go. South Carolina at Clemson. Well, does the old ball coach get one? I say he does. I'll take South Carolina. Jason, who do you like here?
I like South Carolina.
And Daddy?
I will take South Carolina as well.
Michigan State at Penn State. Somehow this game is even on the sheet. Daddy, tell me why. Who do you got?
Well, Michigan State's a better football team. I know Joe Pa's probably got some tricks up his sleeve, but Michigan State plays a Michigan State football. They'll win this game.
You know what? Michigan State's been making a bad habit of coming from behind this year, so I'm going to say they can't do it in Happy Valley. And because that spread is so weird, I'm going to take Penn State. Jason, who do you like?
I like Penn State as well.
Ooh, so Jason on the Penn State bandwagon. And finally, probably for the Big 12 South, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Tony, why not? I'll take Oklahoma State. Who you got?
This one will be bedlam either way, I have a feeling. And I will take Oklahoma State.
And Jason, your pick is?
Oklahoma.
He's going to take Boomer Sooner, our tiebreaker, Colorado-Nebraska. Jason, total points, Colorado-Nebraska. What do you got?
41.
41, is that what
yeah,
I heard? 41 for
yep,
Jason.
41.
Daddy, what do you got?
I've got 46.
And I put down 50. So, Jason, best of luck. You're already the winner of a combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill, Kearney, two locations in Hastings. Have a happy Turkey Day, Jason.
All right, you guys too.
Take care. Doug and Daddy show, Sean. And steps in. Daddy, our predictions, I guess we've already made our scores. Do you have NFL and college predictions, or are you going to take the week off?
You know what? We've had a bad couple weeks, but we're still above 500 on the year. And you know what? I'm going to be thankful for that, and I'm going to take a Thanksgiving off.
All right, your prediction. I hate to bring this up because I didn't want to be right. I did call for the A&M win last week. You called for a close Nebraska win. It was close. It didn't matter. Nebraska should have won that football game, but if you're in Vegas, I guess the only thing that counts is the final score. Your prediction for tomorrow's game?
You know, I think it's going to come down to I think it's going to be closer than the experts think. It is Colorado. They will be jacked up like they always are in this one. Hopefully Nebraska finds a way to at home to get it done. I don't think it's going to come down to a field goal, but I want to say something like 26 to 20. Well, looking at my 46 points, I'm going to say 26 to 20, something like that.
This game never goes according to form. It's always wrong. Something weird happens. And I say, why not 30 to 20? It could be 7 to 3. I don't know. I think Nebraska finds a way to win, pull it together with all this that's going on. But not much of a better feeling than what I had last week, and that's strange. And Sean Callahan joins us here before he speaks to the masses at Cunningham's Journal in our Husker Lunch. Sean, I'm guessing you had to have two or three phones plugged in to keep up here and keep your battery charged. What a wacky week.
Yeah, I walked in my house about 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and I think I started getting texts from you guys. I probably received over 100 text messages in 2 hours from 7 to 9 with all the Taylor Martinez stuff that happened. And it's just been quite a week. There's been so many storylines. I can't remember, you know, with Nebraska being 9-2. I mean, there's just been this much drama brewing with a team that is ranked in the top 15 at 9-2 right now.
Why would a phone call at halftime cause Bo Pelini to be upset, Sean?
I don't know. I mean, well, I think, first of all, you know, your head's not in the game, you know, as a player. And I don't know the official ruling, but there could be some NCAA things with that, too. I don't know how that all works, but I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to make phone calls during a game as a player or a coach, other than, you know, just because of things that could happen, you know, with making a phone call during a game. I just know that there's rules in the NCAA that communication in a game through phone is against the rules.
Are you surprised at how much backlash there's been from Bo Pelini's behavior? They've had you on College Game Day in the afternoon, heard you yesterday, thought you stood up for the coach about as well as anybody could stand up for the coach.
Yeah, it was tough. And then Desmond Howard comes on after me and says he'd go fight Bo Pelini.
He smacked the taste out of his mouth.
I'm sorry, Desmond, but I don't think you'd have a chance in that one.
Yeah, squish.
I'd like for Desmond Howard to come up to Bo Pelini in his face and say that he would punch him in the face, because I don't think that would be very good.
Yeah. Sean, are you satisfied that what we are hearing is true, that Taylor made that call or text, that's why there was an exchange on the sideline, and then following up on that, that Taylor Martinez, for a brief moment, was not with this football team over the weekend?
Am I what now?
In your opinion, are you satisfied that is all of those statements are true?
I think most of it has to be true. I mean, I think there's something that's happened, and he hasn't practiced all week. He's all of a sudden wearing a boot on the left foot for a toe injury. It's really mysterious. I'll be shocked, guys, if he plays this week. He missed practice yesterday. He missed practice on Monday. Those are your two major install days for the Colorado game plan. Today is your helmet and shorts walkthrough practice, so to speak. And if he didn't practice Monday or Tuesday, I just don't think he'll play on Friday.
And Niles Paul now out. How does that affect this football team?
You know, it's a tough loss for Nebraska because, obviously, Niles Paul was one of the vocal leaders of the team. And, you know, he did have his moments of drop passes, but he's still a good receiver. And, you know, they're going to miss him. I mean, they need somebody else to step up. Who that will be, I don't know. Will Henry, Karinsky Gillian, Tim Marlowe,
Anunua,
those are the guys that would look to go. I wouldn't be surprised if they move Mike McNeil to the outside and then figure out a new guy to put in the slot. Or maybe they want Mike McNeil in the slot. But they don't throw to that guy in the slot very much anyway, so it will be interesting to see what they do with this Niles Paul injury here on such short notice.
Well, Sean, I think the folks are ready to hear from you here at the Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. I won't ask for your prediction, but I will ask you this. Will you be at the Big 12 championship game next week? And I'm guessing that hinges on Nebraska.
I'm planning on it, and my two American Airlines plane tickets at home are planning on me being there, too.
So. Sean, we'll talk to you next week, as always. Thanks. Sean Callahan, let's wrap things up. Stace, we appreciate everyone joining us on the program today. And want to thank all the fine folks that did join us on the program. B.G. Brooks from CUBus.com. Also to Sean Callahan, to Carl Tesmer, the head football coach of the state champion Hastings Saints, the Blue Hawks. Joe DeMayo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer joining us on our Looper Link segment today to talk about UNK wrestling. We're off Thursday. Friday, we've got football. Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're back with Monday and hopefully talking about a Nebraska victory and getting you ready for the winter sports season. Daddy, I know you love food. Enjoy the weekend, buddy.
Hey, I hope everyone out there has a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. You get to see some family and get to take a break, you know, from the stresses of life.
Happy Thanksgiving, Stace. Happy Thanksgiving to all those out there. And we'll see you again Monday live from Cunningham's Journal, another Doug and Daddy show. We're heading into our Husker Lunch. You can still slide down. Food's here. Sean Callahan will be here till 1. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It looks just like a credit card.
But it works just like a check. It's a debit card. When we use it, the money is automatically deducted from our checking account.
What about interest charges?
There aren't any.
And it's accepted everywhere?
Just like a credit card.
The debit card. It's today's way to have the convenience of a credit card without the interest charges. See us today. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies. Only...
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.